USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A major storm system that slammed a large part of the country now has communities on the path to cleaning up. 30 lives were lost during the raging tornadoes. 13 were killed in Tennessee, where an EF2 ripped through several counties. 4 New Jersey towns were hit by the twisters.
The National Weather Service confirms a tornado packed with heavy winds pulled down trees and power lines in Jackson, Ocean County. Another one tore through Howell and Seagirt in Monmouth County, and a fourth one touched down in Cinnaminson, Burlington County. Cars were crushed and roofs on homes were ripped apart. A tree crashed through a home in Jackson, but fortunately no one was hurt. Officials in each town have declared a disaster emergency.
It's Lisa Salvati reporting. A tornado watch is in effect now for most of North Texas. A similar tornado watch also in effect for parts of southern Oklahoma. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's kind of rough justice in the indictment of former President Trump.
It's deeply ironic that a person who spent a good part of his 4 years in the White House trying to weaponize the Justice Department against his political enemies is now saying he's the victim of persecution.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Bolton described it as a what goes around comes around moment. However, he expressed concern that the dismissal of Trump's hush money case could vindicate his complaints of a political witch hunt and ignite the support of his voter base. The LSU Tigers are the champions of women's college basketball. They took down tournament star Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes in today's national title game in Dallas, 102-85. SpaceX launched some advanced military satellites into orbit this morning from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The Falcon 9 rocket, carrying a payload of 10 satellites, blasted off shortly before 10 a.m. today. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
President Biden is reportedly skipping King Charles' coronation. The Telegraph reports Biden recently told the royal family he was unable to make the coronation in May due to prior commitments. There will be a formal U.S. delegation in attendance, however, and the U.K. outlet says Biden is considering sending First Lady Dr. Jill Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris on his behalf. The editor-in-chief for the Wall Street Journal is calling the Biden administration's intervention in the case of a journalist detained in Russia hugely reassuring.
We know that the U.S. government's taking the case very seriously, right up to the top.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Emma Tucker said she hopes the next step by the White House following a conversation between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Russian counterpart is to designate correspondent Evan Gerskovich as wrongfully detained. She went on to say that Russia is sending a bad signal that it's no longer safe for journalists. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is down to 2 teams. The Connecticut Huskies will play San Diego State Monday to crown a national champion. San Diego State beat Florida Atlantic 72-71 in the first game of the Final Four on Saturday, thanks to Lamont Butler buzzer beater. UConn cruised past Miami 72-59 in the second game. SDSU will look to win its first title, while UConn will look to capture its fifth. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.